Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network. We are your global transformation station. Good evening and God bless you, everyone. I am your sister, Apostle, a.k.a. Bishop Shalene Cook, and I'm so blessed to welcome you all here to Standing in Valor with Pastor Eric Ware for this Friday, March 25th, 2022. And now, my brothers and sisters, get something to write with and to write on. Please retrieve your Bibles and prepare to receive a rhema word from our speaker of the hour, Pastor Eric Ware. Amen.
Good morning. Give God some praise wherever you're at. Tonight I'm going to talk about a temporary setback for a victorious comeback. For everyone that is listening, you went through some things. You may have suffered through some things, but God is saying It was just a temporary setback for a victorious comeback.
Okay, now that's good.
God is saying you went through a season of a temporary setback. In other words, looked like I wasn't going to show up. Looked like things were getting worse instead of better. Looked like the storms of life were about to take you out. Looked like the winds of trouble kept on raging, trying to break you, trying to take your praise, trying to make you think it was over, trying to make you think it was finished, trying to make you think that the answer told you wasn't going to come. God is saying it was just a temporary setback for a victorious comeback. God is saying, I'm getting ready to give you a victorious comeback. The scripture says in Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, it says, but if it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. In other words, God has said, I got some things for you. I got some things prepared for you. You went through a season of struggle.
Yeah.
You went through a season of pain. You went through a season of agony. You went through a season of frustration. But God is saying it was just a temporary setback. Now get ready for your victorious comeback.
Hey,
sometimes Satan tries to stop you. He tries to destroy you. He tries to keep you from getting the blessing that God is getting ready to give you. He wants you to throw it in the towel. He wants you to give up. But God is saying this was just a temporary setback. Now he's getting ready to give you a victorious comeback.
Yeah,
let me tell you what a setback is. Setback means a reversal or check in progress. It means a problem, a difficulty, a issue, a misfortune, a mishap, a disappointment. Temporary means lasting for only a limited period of time. It's not permanent.
Right.
Comeback means a recovery. God is saying, you're getting ready to recover all. It was just a temporary setback, but get ready for a victorious comeback. Recovery means the action or process of regaining possession or control of something stolen or lost. See, the devil tried to steal your joy. He tried to steal your victory. He tried to steal your breakthrough. But God is saying, I'm getting ready to let you recover all, and it was just a temporary setback. He said, but now I'm going to give you a victorious comeback.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Let me tell you what victorious means. Victorious means having won a victory. It means triumph. God said, I'm going to give you the victory. I'm going to give you your breakthrough, and it's going to be victorious. Tonight I'm going to talk about David down in Ziklag, and how he had a temporary setback, and how he came out with a victorious comeback. Now, you can find this story in chapter 30 of Samuel chapter 30, and I'm going to be reading the first verse through the eighth verse. A victorious comeback. It was a setback, but God has said, I'm getting ready to give you a victorious comeback. Samuel chapter 30, verse 1 through 8. First Samuel chapter 30, verse 1 through 8.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. So, 1 Samuel 31 says, and it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag all the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire.
In other words, this thing was bad. This thing was ugly. It was tore up from the floor. It was
okay.
A temporary setback.
Yeah.
See,
come on now.
Situation has been tore up from the floor.
Yeah.
Sometime our back been against the wall. Things have been real bad.
Yeah.
But God has said it was just a temporary setback. He said, I'm
getting
ready to
give
you a victorious comeback.
Yeah.
See, David was in
the
battle and he took his family and all those in captivity. Everything was tore up from the floor. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was ugly.
Yeah.
And it looked real bad for David. And it looked like he was going to get set back. But it was just for a victorious comeback.
Yeah.
And God has said some of our situations been bad. Some of our situations been ugly.
Yeah.
He said, but it was just a temporary setback. And he said, I'm getting ready to give you a victorious comeback.
Yeah,
come on now.
That's what bad means. Bad means disagreeable.
Mm-hmm.
It means unpleasant.
Yeah.
It means disturbing. It means a bad piece of news, evil, sinful. How many of us have received some bad stuff, been unpleasant, it's been disturbing? Sometimes
come on.
Sometimes it sets you back.
Yeah.
But God is saying, don't throw
sir.
In the towel right now. Don't quit.
Right.
It was just a temporary setback.
Right.
He said, but now I'm going to bless you with a victorious comeback.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Let me tell you what ugly means. Ugly means displeasing to the eyes. It means unsightly, likely to cause embarrassment or trouble. Read verse 2.
2 says, and had taken the woman's captives that were therein. They slew not any either great or small and carried them away and went on their way.
This was a very unpleasant situation. This was a disturbing circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
The city is burnt down. He took all of David's loved ones in captivity and it was tore up from the floor up. But it was just a temporary setback for David to get ready for a victorious comeback.
Yes.
What am I saying to you?
Uh-huh.
You've been through some situations that have been tore from the floor up.
Yes.
They've been unpleasant.
Yes.
They've been bad. They've been ugly. But God is saying it was just a temporary setback for a victorious comeback.
Yes, hallelujah.
You see, the season you went through may have felt unpleasant. It may have been disturbing, but it was just a temporary setback. Now get ready, get ready, get ready for your victorious comeback. Read verse 3 and 4.
3 says, so David and his men came into the city, and behold, it was burned with fire.
It was tore up from the floor. It was burned with fire.
Yes.
Just like some of our situations, it was tore up from the floor.
Yes.
They've been messed up. It was burnt with fire.
Yes.
This thing was ugly. It was bad. It was displeasing. It looked like David wasn't going to get the victory. But God is getting ready to give David the victory. And God is saying to you today, I'm getting ready to give you the victory. Things may have looked tore up. It may have looked disturbing, displeasing. You may have went through this season, but it was a temporary setback for your victorious comeback. Come on, read.
3 says, so David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burnt with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive.
All of his sons and his daughters were taken captive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
4 says, and then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep.
How many of us have cried until we couldn't cry no more?
Yes.
God is saying it was a temporary setback. But he said, I'm going to bless you with a victorious comeback.
Yeah.
You ain't hearing me. You may have went through some frustration. You may have went through some pain. You may have went through some agony. You may have cried about it. But God is saying it was just a temporary setback to give you a victorious comeback. Come on, read verse 4.
Four says, then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep.
This thing was displeasing to the eyes. Mm-hmm. It was unsightly. It was an embarrassment. Mm-hmm. It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a temporary setback. But look at your neighbor and say, what's getting ready to happen.
Yeah.
Even though it was displeasing. Even though it was unsightly,
mm-hmm.
even though it was an embarrassment, and even though it was a temporary setback, David is getting ready to get a victorious comeback.
Mm-hmm.
God is saying your situation may have been displeasing. Your circumstance may have been unsightly. It may have been an embarrassment. The devil tried to stop you. He tried to hinder you, but God is saying it was just a temporary setback, but I'm getting ready to give you a victorious comeback. Come on, read verse 5 and 8.
5 says, and David's two wives were taken captive. The Ahinoams and Jezreelites, Abigail and the wife of Nabal and Carmelite. 6 says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God.
Sometimes you're going to have to encourage yourself, even though you're dealing with these situations. God is saying, encourage yourself. It ain't nothing but a temporary setback, but I'm getting ready to bless you with a victorious comeback. Go ahead.
7 says, and David says to the Amathar, the priest, the Amalekite's son, I pray thee bring me hither the ephod. And the Amathar brought thither the ephod and David, to David. 7. 8 says, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them. And without fail, recover all.
God said, you're getting ready to recover all. Now, here is David. He is in a critical condition.
Yes.
He is in a critical circumstance.
Yes.
His back is against the wall.
Yes.
The city is burnt down.
Mm-hmm.
Everything around it was demolished. His wives and the people were in captivity. It was a problem. He is facing some difficulty. How many have been there before?
Mm-hmm.
He is facing an issue.
Amen.
Looked like
Amen.
He wasn't making any progress. He is dealing with some adversity. He is dealing with a mishap. How many have been there before? He is dealing with some misfortune.
Mm-hmm.
He is dealing with a disappointment.
Yeah.
Looked like it was over for David.
Yeah.
Looked like it was finished. It looked impossible.
Yes.
The people wanted to kill David.
Yes.
But all of a sudden, after a while, after it looked like it was over, after it looked like it was finished, after it looked impossible, David began to encourage himself.
Yes.
And he asked God a question. And he said, shall I pursue? And that's when God showed up and showed out in the middle of David's situation, in the middle of David's circumstance, in the middle of his difficulty, in the middle of his adversity, in the middle of his mishap, in the middle of his misfortune, and in the middle of his disappointment, and said, pursue, for you shall recover all.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, David, it was just a temporary setback. Now get ready for your victorious comeback.
Comeback, yes.
Now God is saying, Neighbor, oh neighbor, look at your neighbor and say, God is saying, get ready for your victorious comeback.
Get ready for your victorious
comeback. You may have went through some pain.
Yes.
You may have went through some agony. You may have went through some frustration,
mm-hmm.
some agitation.
Mm-hmm.
It may be your back may have been against the wall, but God is saying it was just a temporary setback. Now I'm getting ready to give you a victorious comeback. I'm done. God is saying, get in this season that you went through. You went through these things. He said, but it was a temporary setback. He said, now I'm going to bless you with a victorious comeback. Back into the hands of the moderator. But hallelujah.
Praise the living God. What an awesome message. When you're down to your last of your last, hallelujah. When you think you had a setback, just remember, God is going to bring you back for you, just setting you up for a victorious comeback. Hallelujah. If there's anyone, we have indeed heard a rhema word, and I just pray that if somebody out there tonight, that there's someone that doesn't know the Lord in the pardon of their sin, look, what we want you to know and understand that, hallelujah, you too can make a victorious comeback simply by giving your life to Jesus Christ. And you don't have to get all dressed up and go and do anything in particular to ask the Lord to come into your life. You simply have to bow your heart and sincerely ask him and just tell him, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. For I believe that you are the Son of the living God, and that you came, you lived, and you died, and you rose just for me. And then you tell the Lord to just come into your life and rescue you and ask him to become your Lord and Savior. And you know the wonderful thing about it is he's right there. He's been waiting on you the whole time, the entire time. And you too will be on your way to making a victorious comeback. Hallelujah. Maybe you've been out there and life has been knocking you around. You've been knocked down. Like my brother said, you've been torn up from the floor up, you know. But there is hope, and that hope is in Christ Jesus. So if you said that prayer, if you prayed that prayer with me, just know that you are now a part of the family of God. And I want to be one of the first on behalf of myself, Pastor Eric Ware, Pastor Dorcel Ware. We all want to be some of the first to welcome you into the family of God. Hallelujah. Right now, if there's anyone sitting in our studio and you would like to have a word or a comment, this is your time. I always give all honor to all clergy present. We will be more than happy to hear from you, Pastor Deed, Pastor Dorcel. And if anybody else in here would like to have a word, please press your 1. I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. And I will also, and if you don't want to do that, I will take all the phones off mute. And when one gets through, just holler, hallelujah, amen, and you start to give us your name, and you can make your comment. Pastor Dorcel, come on in the room.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, sometimes we do have to encourage ourselves. We have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Absolutely. We must keep praying, fasting, being before the Lord, asking him for a word. David was in a dilemma, but he still trusted God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We still
hallelujah.
Have to trust God. Everything that we go through daily, weekly, minute by minute, we got to trust God on a daily basis
mm-hmm.
because the time is come where
yes.
we must obey what God says. The world is in a dilemma. It's going through trauma. But because
mm-hmm.
I serve a great big God, hallelujah.
Yeah,
Thank you, Jesus. He is going to take us through this. Hallelujah. Glory
mm-hmm.
to God. America has God, but I tell you, God is faithful, and he's not going to fail us. Hallelujah. The Christians
that's
serving
that, yeah.
him and giving all their life and everything to God, don't you know that God is right in the
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right in the middle.
And he
of
will. Uh-huh. Because he's a great big God. He is an awesome wonder. He is the God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God
he is. Amen.
Is, and he will answer our prayers. And we must
yes.
be diligently seeking him in our word daily. Diligently seeking him. Yes, I've been going through some things, but I know God is in the midst of it right with me. Just like
right
when
now.
He was in the midst of
yes.
in the fire with the three Hebrew boys. Yeah, the
mm-hmm.
devil might have turned the fire up, but I tell you, I serve an almighty God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
That knows all about my trouble. Hallelujah. He
thank
will
you, Jesus.
Answer
yes,
us.
Lord.
Hallelujah. By and by. Just put your trust in God for everything that you need from him. He's a God that cannot lie, will not lie. Everything he promised
right.
you, he will come to that pass. Even in when David was in his dilemma in Ziklag, everything was torn from the floor up like my husband said, but he still trusted God.
Yes,
everybody
yes.
be encouraged tonight. Hallelujah. Even if you're in distress. Be
hallelujah.
Encouraged.
Praise the living God. Whoa, hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is indeed here. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Everyone in the studio, your mics are unmuted. So if you would like to make a comment, you know, some people, they might be skeptical about their phone numbers. So I've unmuted all the phone numbers in the studio. And if you would like to have a word, just say amen. State your name and come on in the room. Amen. Anyone? Anyone? All right, then. Well, Pastor Ware, you sure brought a very timely word again on tonight. You always bring a timely word. Hallelujah. We just praise God for you, man of God. And we just want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come out and give us this word on tonight. Father God, I just want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus for everything that our ears have heard. Lord God, I pray that you pour back into the man of God as he has poured out unto your people. Lord, bless his household. Bless his beautiful wife by his side, Lord. Bless his son, Father God. Bless them going out and coming in, pressed down, shaken together until running over, Lord. Because I know that you sit high and you look low, and you know what they stand in the need of. I thank you for this mighty word that has went forth. So, Father God, right now, I am praying against that, and we are standing against that spirit of fear. We replace that, Father God, with the spirit of trust. We are pulling down that spirit of doubt and confusion, and
yes,
we are standing on your holy word together in the name of Jesus. Father God, we rebuke that spirit of getting back and getting over and one-upping and getting mine before they get theirs. Lord God, we know that is not of you, but
no,
we are
not.
Seeing it in the body of Christ. So, Lord, I pray that your people who are called by your name will really, really, for real, humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, seek your face and pray so that you can truly make us, forgive us that victory. Hallelujah. We need that victorious comeback, Lord, but we know that we can only do it by living according to your holy and righteous word. We know that we can only do it, Father God, by leaning and depending and trusting in you alone, Father God. We know that the government set up on your shoulders, all of them. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And there is nothing going on down here that you're not aware of. There is nothing down here that you that does not have your undivided attention. You're God all by yourself. You're immutable. You're a hallelujah. You're omniscient. You're omnipresent. Hallelujah. You are God all by yourself. And we praise you, God, that you are faithful even when we are not. We praise you, Father God, that even when we fall short, we can come running to you, confessing our sins, and you are just, and you will cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father God. So we just ask that you continue to walk with us as we walk in you. Lord, I thank you for everyone present here. I thank you for the many people that are present in here tonight. I thank you for all those in the chat room and those listening via their computers. I pray that they heard something, Lord, that truly impacted their heart, pierced their heart, Lord God, will impact them and empower them to live an abundant life in you
right now. It is in your precious and holy name I do pray all things. Amen, and to God be the glory. Well, all right then. You have been listening to Standing in Valor with Pastor Eric Ware for this Friday, March 23rd, 2022. Again, we pray that you will continue to have a blessed weekend, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night and bless you all from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Thank you so much, both of you. God bless you. God bless everybody for listening. Good night.